Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on December 28th, 2017, with singer-songwriter Trevor Hall. Thanks for listening.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ TBD, and I am jumping live on the air for a special live in studio session with Trevor Hall. He is here in preparation for his New Year's Eve shows down in Denver at Cervantes, and we are so lucky to have him here to perform some songs for us. And we're also going to chat a little bit about what he's been up to this year as a musician, as a person. But he's going to start us off with his song, What I Know, and you are listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Spilling out like water, I locked them out and gave a daughter. Surrender never felt so good. I grew it strong like a sacred wood, yeah. And now the roots are running deeper, yeah. All illusion getting weaker. You see the wisdom, it don't come from reading, it comes from believing. What I know is that I don't know. And now I dance and I sing and I live full. I give it all to the call of the unknown. What I say is that I don't say. And now I rest, no stress in the holy name. All fear and my tears, give it all away. I play like a child of the earth. Yeah. Steady in the vision. Oh child, now we live it. I lay it down with the joy unbounded. I let my maker string and sound it. And all the colors where they enter, yeah. There's no need for defender. You see the answer, I am no more seeking. Only love I'm keeping. What I know is that I don't know. And now I dance and I sing and I live full. I give it all to the call of the unknown. What I say is that I don't say. And now I rest, no stress in the holy name. All fear and my tears, give it all away. I play like a child of the earth. Give it all to my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. I give it all to my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. I give it all to my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. I give it all to my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love.
KCSU Fort Collins. We just heard a live performance of the song What I Know by Trevor Hall, who we are so lucky to have him in the studio right now. I know you were traveling all along the East Coast for the holidays, so thank you for taking the time to come back out here before your two shows down in Denver. This is really, really exciting, and I'm very happy to be able to talk to you right now, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, again, mentioning the East Coast, where your family's from, you come from kind of a touristy town in South Carolina, I believe, on the coast,
yes,
correct?
Very touristy. And lots of golf and tennis, if you're into that thing.
And I was wondering kind of how maybe that influenced you in the music you make, because the music you make, I feel, is different from kind of the vibes that come from a tourist North South Carolina town. Yeah. So I was wondering just kind of how you grew into the sound that you have now coming from those roots.
Yeah, well, the place I grew up in South Carolina is an island. and it's a real touristy island. So, it, you know, it has this obviously southern flavor, but it has a really tropical flavor. Mm-hmm. So I grew up a lot at the beach and surfing and skateboarding and running around, and I through that I guess island lifestyle, you know, that mm-hmm. I was really into a lot of surf music, reggae music, Bob mm-hmm. Marley, Jack Johnson, Ben Harper.
Absolutely.
So that's how I think that place kind of influenced me, just from being from an island and being in that sort of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But the golf and tennis part, that didn't really make its way into the music too much.
Not so much. Maybe on the next album.
Yeah.
And then you went to California after that to study. And then you also, a big moment was going to Hawaii to write Kala, your 2015 album.
Right.
So I was just wondering, you know, how all this traveling also has influenced your music.
Yeah, I've definitely been blessed to travel. And I think as musicians or any artists, no matter how much you try to stay in one place, mm-hmm. you know, the calling of your duty, I guess, you know, to get out there and play. Mm-hmm. It brings you to a lot of beautiful places all over the world. So I think travel is really just a part of every musician, in the sense that, you know, especially when you're touring, you're going all over the country, and you're in a different place every night, and mm-hmm. You're seeing so much, and you're meeting so many people, and you're having so many experiences in such a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of affects us musicians in a way where we know we can't get attached to too many things, mm-hmm. because the road doesn't allow that for us, which I think is a good thing, you know, mm-hmm. In one sense. But as far as moving to California, I went to California to study guitar in high school, mm-hmm. and was really opened up to a lot of different cultures, because that school was an international school.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to, you know, see how, you know, a lot of kids didn't really speak English too well, but through our art and through our music, mm-hmm. we were able to communicate with each other. So that really, really showed me the power of the arts and how it goes beyond language. It was really important for me, especially as a youth, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming from a small town like South Carolina, I was mm-hmm. able to meet so many kids from different cultures. And
oh,
then,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and then Hawaii, you know, has just always been on the map for us. We have a lot of fam there. Mm-hmm. And the culture is so strong, and I think a lot of people, you know, here when we say Hawaii, we think of, like, you know, Mai Tais and surfing and this type
yeah,
of thing. But
yeah.
Hawaii is such a deep, deep,
yeah,
deep
absolutely.
Culture.
Yeah, I have a lot of family there too.
Yeah,
it's
and it's really powerful, and we've been lucky to have been going there over the years,
mm-hmm.
and my wife and I just wanted to just try it out, to live there for a little bit, and we spent the winter there, and that's when the album Kala came out. That was pretty much all inspired by living on the Aina, uh-huh. and all the different islands and our journeys there. So
yeah.
Travel's important, you know,
absolutely.
For us, because it brings us to different places. We're inspired by different places like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one last question, mm-hmm. kind of about Kala, and then we can talk about your latest releases mm-hmm. after the next song. But I wanted to ask, if you're ever planning, or if you ever think you're going to do something like that again, stay in a place and
yeah.
then be inspired by it and write about it.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely have a few places on my list mm-hmm. that I want to just kind of, you know, immerse myself in
mm-hmm.
and see, you know, what comes out. Because, you know, in the past, you know, we don't really get to spend too much time in each place. You
mm-hmm.
know, when we're traveling, it's, you know, especially when we're touring, you know, it's a different city every night.
Yeah.
You know, and then if we go to a place like far away or something like this, you know, it's maybe you get a week or something, but
mm-hmm.
you don't get months and stuff
yeah.
like this. So I've been to a few places that were so powerful for me that, you know, a bunch of songs came out, but so I wonder, oh, what would it be like to, like, be there for, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
3 months
yeah.
or 4 months. So there's a few places on my list. Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's awesome. So that's something maybe to look forward to in the future
yeah.
from Trevor Hall. We're listening to all songs off of his latest release, Fruitful Darkness, and what he's touring, the Fruitful Darkness Tour right now. We're going to hear another song, Up There. Thanks for listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. This is a live in-studio session with Trevor Hall.
Tell me what just happened up there. I remember walking up those stairs. We were stepping into a sacred light. Tell me what just happened up there. I remember looking at the wrinkles on your hands, reminding me of rivers in the Holy Land. Tell me what just happened up there. I know. You can hear my song. You can hear my song. I know. You can hear my song. Tell me what just happened up there. I remember walking up those stairs. We were stepping into a sacred light. Tell me what just happened up there. I remember looking at the wrinkles on your hands, reminding me of rivers in the Holy Lands. Tell me what just happened up there. I know. You can hear my song. You can hear my song. I know. You can hear my song.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just listened to a live performance of the song Up There by Trevor Hall, who is in the studio with us right now, in a precursor to his New Year's Eve shows down in Denver, the 30th and the 31st. And I assume this isn't your first time in Colorado, because we have there's one person in particular who works here who's, I think he told me he's seen you 7 times.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so.
He must be bored.
No, he really wanted to be here, but I don't think he's going to make it today. But you have a lot of fans out here and a lot of fans just kind of all over the world.
Right.
And they are kind of in turn what helped you produce this latest album, Fruitful Darkness. Mm-hmm. This is your first independent release, and it was kind of like a campaign Kickstarter online, is what I understand.
Yeah, it was our first independent release. And mm-hmm. because of that, you know, we needed to really come up with the money ourselves.
Yeah.
So it was really like crazy. I mean, it was really interesting because I was kind of, you know, I heard about Kickstarters and this and that, but mm-hmm. you know, I think doing one is a whole different yeah. like story. So we really wanted to just leave it up to our community and our fans, our village, you know, mm-hmm. to see where we could take it. And,
yeah.
You know, we set the bar, you know, where you set the, I guess, the whatever,
the goal,
how much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, your goal. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. We set the goal at $108.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were like, why'd you do that? And mm-hmm. That number is an auspicious number. But
yeah.
we also wanted to just, rather than like setting this super high goal
mm-hmm.
and having this pressure to like fill it, we really just wanted to see where our community would take it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I had no way like thought that it was going to be what it was. You
yeah.
know, I was really like blown away, still am blown away. And It was the number one Kickstarter, music Kickstarter of 2017.
Yeah, that's what I saw. That's
yeah,
insane.
It was just insane. I mean, the whole process, it was really fun, you know, mm-hmm. like to just check it every day and be mm-hmm. like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just that we're just so grateful to our community.
And yeah,
it's,
absolutely.
It's a different process rather than like, you know, if you're on a label and you record an album, you kind of withhold it and mm-hmm. then, you know, and then it comes out and people buy it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, you know, we really felt like it's been like a group, or we feel like it's been like a group process. Like mm-hmm. I really feel like this is something that we're all building together rather than kind of artist fan type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's been a really cool process, and we're releasing the album, you know, because we have the freedom, we're releasing it differently.
I saw that.
Yeah, we're releasing it in parts. So, mm-hmm. and each part comes out around the full moon, symbolizing
awesome.
The fruitful darkness. So we have the first two parts are out, mm-hmm. and the third part comes out, I think, late January, like
yeah.
right at the end of January.
And there's like two full moons in January,
yeah.
which is
so
crazy.
It was hard. We had to like really like think about, uh-huh. you know, how to release it according to the lunar cycle. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just been a really, really cool process.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, a lot of fun.
Do you think you'll be doing kind of this same thing in the future? Or
I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to, I guess, be here now, you know, and
absolutely.
Focus on this
mm-hmm.
This chapter, because it's been such a unique chapter mm-hmm. and such a unique way of doing things, such a unique point in our careers.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea what the future brings. I'm just kind of cruising.
Here for the ride, absolutely.
Yeah.
So next song, and all these songs are from The Fruitful Darkness, but the next song is going to be Moon Sun. You are listening to Trevor Hall right now in the KCSU studio. Thanks for tuning in to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Clap now for the jubilation. Look at all that light you make and send it out, no reservation. Like a river we let it flow, still hot like a volcano. Mother Earth still got my soul, in the hot, in the cold, in the rain, in the snow. Halo, wish on a butterfly wing. Take that crown, put it on that king. Sing like a child, no care for opinion. Real love across our dominion. Oh, so bountiful. Pull it back and let it go. Like ocean wave, we're powerful. Constellation magical. So this love still holds true. Now what you gonna do? I won't give up on you. I won't give up on you. Between the moon and sun, this life is never done. I won't give up on you. I won't give up on you. I won't give up on you. Yeah. Set up, set up, set up, set up, my love. Yeah. I won't give up on you. Yeah. My love. I stand up, God, put my hands up, root down strong like Mauna Kea. In the ocean, holy motion, ride that flow, I see you. Later. In the park of Shangri-La, I see my she's standing holy. All those colors filled with glory. Open up and hear the story. Ooh, this love still holds true. Now what you gonna do? I won't give up on you. I won't give up on you. Between the moon and sun, this life is never done. I won't give up on you. I won't give up on you. This love still holds true. Now what you gonna do? I won't give up on you. I won't give up on you. Between the moon and sun, this life is never done. I won't give up on you. I won't give up on you. Yeah. I won't give up on you. I will follow. follow you. I won't give up on you. I will follow 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 you.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Moon Sun by Trevor Hall, which is off of his latest releases, Fruitful Darkness, which, as we discussed earlier, you're releasing in 3 song installments, and the first 2 installments are up, and they can find those on your website, I'm sure, and any other places.
TrevorHallMusic.com.
Absolutely. And then the next installment will be in January on the full moon, which I forget when.
I think it's like, I honestly think it's like January 31st or something.
Something like that. Yeah, I think the first one's...
Yeah, January 29th.
Yeah, the first
like
one's
this.
Like on the 1st, and yeah, then the yeah. last one's like towards the end of the month is what I believe. Yeah. That's really, really awesome. I wanted to ask kind of your inspiration for that last song, because it's a little different just in tone and vibe from the other 2 that you've played. It's definitely more upbeat, kind of has like... I'm going to call it like soft rapping
in
it. So I was wondering what was your
soft rapping.
Yeah, your soft, soulful rapping. So I was wondering what was the inspiration to add that into this song?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, it's obviously a real positive song. Mm-hmm. It's an up song, you know, and talking about a love that never dies, and, you know, between all the phases of your life, between all the moons and suns and days and nights, you know, in between it all, going through the middle, like the thread is that love that binds us together.
Absolutely.
And no matter what you do, no matter how far you, like, you know, we resist love or how far we think we are away from it, it's never gone. You know, it's always present in our hearts.
Absolutely.
And it's just a matter of tapping in and uncovering it, you know. So this, it's like a jubilant song, you know.
And it was a lot of fun,
yeah, and a kind of warrior song, you know, like I'm gonna be here no matter what.
Absolutely.
So I think that kind of, I guess, soft rapping attitude was just kind of the vibe that came out, you know. When I'm writing a song, I don't really like plan on anything. It's more of a process of me of listening and getting out of the way, and however that spirit wants to come through and speak, I'm just listening and writing it down. So yeah, it's one of my favorite ones off the album. And it's recorded a little differently too, so it's kind of cool. So it's like I like to have like this acoustic version and then obviously the recorded version. So
how is the recorded version?
It's just not as different, like acoustic. It's it's a little faster too. It's maybe it's medium rapping, not soft rapping.
There you go.
I get a little more attitude, I think, on the recording.
Well, that's cool. I thought this one had a lot of energy, so it should be interesting to listen to the recorded version if that one has even more energy.
Yeah.
That's fun. I really, really like that. I was going to ask, you know, how do you think your style of music has evolved? The first song that I have heard from you, and I'm sure a lot of people know, is The Lime Tree. And then how your style and music has evolved to Moon Sun, and how do you think it's going to keep evolving as you grow?
Well, I think when I wrote The Lime Tree, that era of my life, you know, I was so young, and I was still really trying to like find my voice, I think, a little bit, and find my style. And and I think now I have kind of honed in a little bit more on and kind of started to own my voice a bit, and kind of recognize, I guess, my flavor, I guess you can say, you know, because I think when you're young, or any artist, you know, we get inspired by different people and we try to emulate those people, which is cool for some time, but there comes a time when you need to find your own voice.
Absolutely.
So I think I maybe, yeah, now just stepping into that more, and I hope to just continue to step into it and into the future. But that doesn't mean, you know, you can't like experiment. Like this album is way different than than any other type of thing I've done, like as far as sonically and the sounds we're using and this type of thing. But at the same time, like I feel like I'm really, you know, like I said, stepping into myself. So I think that's the beautiful thing about being an artist is it's self-discovery. And mm-hmm. So I just hope to continue into the future. You know, I think there's one of my favorite like kind of parables from an inspiration of mine. He always says, go further, you know. And, mm-hmm. and you know, there's a poor man, and he was walking through the forest and he meets a sage, and the sage says, go further. And he mm-hmm. goes and he finds a whole forest of sandalwood, you know, mm-hmm. and he cuts down all the sand. He makes, you know, a lot of money. But then he's thought, oh, that sage told me to go further. I shouldn't stop here, you mm-hmm. know. And he goes further and he finds, you know, a gold mine. And mm-hmm. then he goes further and finds a diamond mine like this. You know, the mm-hmm. journey of ourselves, it never ends. It's mm-hmm. just a beautiful deepening process. So I just hope it continues to ripen and mm-hmm. continue to find my voice.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
So we have one last song for everybody yeah. today. This is Karma, again, off of Fruitful Darkness. This is 90.5. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in.
Rain from the cloud flowing out my mouth, yeah. Gotta believe, can't live no doubt. All looking everywhere but the here and now, yeah. All these storms coming back around. Oh yeah. 3 in fire, 5 in water, yeah. One like a son, one like a daughter. I gotta break that cycle, break it strong. This been going on way too long. Being human, so confusing. Some winning, sometime losing. Karma, you got me thinking again of all this virtue and sin that's going around and round. And karma, now as your cycle returns between the sky and the earth, it's nice to meet you again. Roaming through that Scorpio, yeah. Stinging myself, even then I'm home. I'll better know my stars to know my soul, yeah. This current's strong, so I learn to row. I learn to row, yeah. Cause nothing is as it may seem. Don't believe everything you think when the mind is spilling what to believe. Root down strong like a banyan tree. I see this is the law of creation. My being is one constellation. All in all, it's all divination. Elevating my meditation with karma. You got me thinking again of all this virtue and sin that's going round and round and karma. Now as your cycle returns between the sky and the earth, it's nice to meet you again. Karma, you got me thinking again of all this virtue and sin that's going round and round and karma. Now as your cycle returns between the sky and the earth, it's nice to meet you again. It's nice to meet you.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just listened to a live performance of the song Karma by Trevor Hall, who we have been so lucky to have him in the studio before his December 30th and December 31st show down in Denver. And thank you so much, Trevor, for coming
for
in
me.
Today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It was very lovely. It was so beautiful. I'm I've been a big fan of your music for a long time, so it was wonderful to get to meet you and to hear these songs perform live.
Thank you.
And I wanted to let you know, or let you let people know where they can find you on the internet. You have a website.
Yeah, trevorhallmusic.com. We're on Instagram, Trevor Hall Music, Twitter, Trevor Hall Music. I think it's pretty much Trevor just Hall Trevor Hall Music.
Wonderful. Straight and easy across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... this has been a live in-studio session with Trevor Hall. My name is DJ TBD. Thank you so much for listening.
This has been another episode of KCSU Live in-Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Trevor Hall for taking the time to come into the studio. My name is Haley Giustino. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you would like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.